things to consider when contemplating a move into conservation agriculture today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Have you ever done a risk assessment on your farm or ranch? If you haven't, you should, especially if you have employees there. They may, in fact, be required by law where you are. In any case, it's not a bad idea and helps promote a safety mindset. You can find out online how to set one up. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. When a farmer decides to adopt conservation ag practices like cover crops and no-till or reduced tillage, the first thing to know is results will not be immediate. Jeff Hatacek is an ag economist at the University of Wisconsin at Madison.
Some of those benefits of building that soil health don't manifest until years down the road. So if you just look in a single snapshot of a 1 year, maybe it doesn't pencil out in 1 year, but are you factoring in sort of those long-term benefits?
And says Hatacek, results will vary over time and growing conditions, farm to farm and field to field.
These conservation practices sort of interact with those weather variables in sort of a unique way that generates different expectations for net return based on whether it's a hot year, whether it's a dry year, whether it's a really wet year. And so there's all of these factors that sort of come into play.
Hatacek says growers need to be patient as well as willing to try different things along the way.
You're thinking about like not only my returns this year, but returns in the future. And that makes sense for you as a farmer. I think you have to just experiment and to see how that plays out. Do the experiments yourself because your ground's going to react differently than somebody else's ground.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.